natural sign when one attains bhava bhakti, then sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, very little bhav, generally in madhur rasa, it is mainly within the narrator, within the existence of Radharani, and to distribute it to some others of higher nature. And Shokkharasa, from this Subal and the others that have got some connection with Madhurasa, they get this bhava. It has been mentioned in the scripture. They, what sort of bhava may come to what stage? In other stages, dasya, shokha, ordinary shokha, or ordinary vatsalya, it cannot be found. Generally, it comes in madhur rasa, in high standard, and to a certain extent, vatsalya rasa, and rarely in the shokha rasa, only with few. And in dasya rasa, bhav may not be traced. Won't have any bhava, that those expressions. Not to that degree, the intensity of love comes as to produce bhava. It has been mentioned in details in the books, in the science of devotion. So it should not be indulged in. We cannot purchase it from the market.
Since the Vaishnava does not want to exhibit those symptoms, then how does one detect the pure Vaishnava? How does one detect who is on the highest platform?
The judgment, the decision, not by the physical fits. There's all the deception of imitation. How other things we can recognize. There must be some intrinsic bhakti parishanu bhavu virakti annatra. By this, annatra virakti and some real conception about the absolute and also earnestness for the service. When one enters a particular science, then he can know who is an expert of that science or not. An artist cannot know the progress of science. So as the student, a bona fide student of a particular school, he will be able to understand what is what in that department. There must be bona fide student, and the study must be with from a Vaishnava, true Vaishnava. The standpoint must come from that side. And it is eligibility, that is faith, bhagya, that sukriti, kono bhagya jive sraddha yodi hai, to come to Vyasa, while the good stage, the concrete things as you have done, concrete things, prospects you have left, and you have come to know which is almost unknowable. You have sufficient time, you can spare sufficient time for this. What is so vague, so abstract, so unknowable. Leaving these concrete things of enjoyment in the world. Why? How? And that also to be examined, to be tasted and rejected. So many students may send their application, but all their general an examination, and then by the elimination, selected few for particular study. So also, the faith, in general, you have left your attachment for the concrete thing and come for the abstract. And again, what sort of abstract and what mundane touch you have in your mind, in your aspiration, that is to be examined. In this way, selection is always selection of the purity of purpose. So, to become slave, are you ready to become slave to your ideal, highest ideal? How much you are to sacrifice? Eternal slavery. Have you got so much faith for your ideal to make it high? That's all will be the test thereby. How far? What is the intensity of your reverence for the ideal? What is your price? Eternal slavery. Are you ready to pay such money to purchase your idea? How bold, how sacrificing. Dedication, addiction, degree. Man of that plane, they will come and examine and will give you a visa from door to door, from different zone. With this visa you can go up to Vaikuntha. Then with this you can come with more sacrifice to Ayodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan, in this way. The journal visa will be granted to you by examining how far you can be able to render service in that intensity which is demanded from that quarter. Mahaprabhu says, if for the devotion of Krishna it is demanded that in a second you have to undergo crores of times killing. You will be killed crores of times in a second or in a minute. That is not proper price. Dehottage Krishna jodi paiye ei khone koti deho charite pariye. To give up our life, unit of sacrifice. Says if it is demanded that for Krishna it is necessary that you will have to give your life crore times, I am ready for that. But that is not the lie. All our attraction is only considered in this body. Our attraction for enjoyment depends on this body. And our attraction in this mortal world, centered in this body, and this may be sacrificed crores of times. One is ready. But that also do not take us to that domain. Understand that we have to think in the beginning what sort of sacrifice is real sacrifice. Not to dismiss our attraction for the mundane whole self. But our positive appreciation for the serving life. Go slow, but sure, Sravan Kirtan. That has been recommended from that quarter. This is the only path to come here. Not by showing your heroism of a mortal type. Surrender, that has been told, the lowest is surrender for the positive. Sam surrender for material end, we find in the soldiers. They also do not care for physical death. But what for? In any form or other, some mundane, at most for pain, in the relativity of the mundane world. Or mad, when he is mad, he can also, doesn't know what is good or bad, may do anything and die. Ignorance and the necessity of the mundane mastership of pain, but connecting in this mundane world. But our aspiration and the purity of the aspiration for the ideal, higher ideal, in the land of the education, that should be considered to be the unit which is required from us. Shraddha, Adu Shraddha, and that comes from Sukati, independent. Independent of us, Agyata Sukati, by the grace of the other world. Bhakta Sanjataya Bhakta. Bhakta cannot be produced by anything mundane. Bhakti only can produce bhakti. It is ahoituki. It is causeless. None can produce bhakti. But bhakti himself can extend. So the cause is in the upper one, not in the here. And cannot but be. So we have to utilize that. Smallest period that can try to utilize that grace. So very cautiously and relying on the Vaishnava from our innermost sanction of heart, we have to surrender to the Vaishnava. Vaishnavi Raghya Kajkar. Our professor Sanyal Chidan, he took this point so much that don't do anything without the order of a Vaishnava. Once in, that was somehow, sometime thought too much. But he was so strict, trained from one place, accompanied by the Vaishnava, he would have to go to another place. All got up in the train, he is standing, because no Vaishnava has ordered him to come in the carriage. He's standing there. Too much. But anyhow, he had such as Professor Sanyal, he was a good scholar, the head of the examination of a particular university. But he had so much as he understood that without the order of Vaishnava, I own more than age. That was the general motto of life. The Vaishnava. When the, from hired house in Calcutta, motto was transferred in the person's own house, Bagbaja, there the deity was carried in the chariot and it was placed in the new temple. And then the utsav, the feeding of the devotees and the public, at least 1 o'clock night, we went to take our bed. Newly entered that night. So anyone spread his bedding and slept. My bedding was just near the side of the bedding of Nishikanta Sanjat, the right of Krishna Chaitanya and the editor of Harmonist. Anyhow, at night he felt sometime that he is dying. In the morning, he told me very slowly, last night I felt that I am just, my heart is failing. And I thought that I should awake you, arouse you. But I thought that very, very much tired you are. I should not disturb a Vaishnava for his rest the whole day and night, half night. He has been, he worked and he's so tired and sleeping. I should not disturb him. Let me see whether this crisis go away. But anyhow, it went away. But I am feeling very weak. I knew that man is very serious, not an ordinary man. Immediately I told to Prabhupada Guru Maharaj, his professor Sanjay was saying this. They also knew that they won't say anything in color. Immediately doctors so when going dying, still don't like to disturb an ordinary person, disturb his sleep, rest, so accurate. Serious man. And don't do anything if not ordered by a Vaishnava. He also told me, because my senior was a little senior, he told me particularly once that he told me particularly, if I read Bhagavatam or Charitanya Charitamitam of my own accord, it won't be bhakti, it will be karma or gyan. But if Vaishnava orders you to go on with the reading, that will be devotion. Do you follow?
Yes.
Otherwise you are reading to acquire knowledge. To acquire knowledge, it is not service. To acquire knowledge, to keep your position high, it will help you to give the lecture and you will have appreciation. This is all mundane. But strictly, the whole of your energy will be spent only by the direction of the arm. Then it is service. Then it will be service. not for your interest. Now, you would be the judge of your own crime. You won't go to occupy the position of a judge in your own case. You have to practice, that you may not take part in giving the order in what way you will utilize your energy. It must come quite disinterested you will be, and it must come from above, and you are to serve. And this way you are to practice the game. It must be for others' interest. And when you will be judge of your own offense, you will always give judgment in your own favor. The possibility is there. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur, self-abnegation. To the extreme. It should be wet, not according to my consciousness, but it should be judged. The judgment must come from other side. Whether I am dedicating or in the form of dedicating I am enjoying, going to exploit. A very subtle point. Because exploitation in the higher plane may not seem in the gross plane to be exploitation at all. In the beginning, this kamma karma, in the beginning, the capitalists, they give much money. But with the foresight that they will more than that money they will draw. In the beginning, capitalists are distributing money, taking out the money from their own path. But the object is that in future, thousand times more money he will draw from the zone. So, ostentatious self-distribution is not such self-distribution at all. So it should be judged from the another quarter. It's difficult. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Na prema gandhasti darapi me haru, krandami saubhagya bharam prakashitam. The standard where Mahaprabhu himself says, I am crying, shedding tears so much, it is only for the fame. Oh, you see, I have got Krishna fame. Love for Krishna to attract people towards me. I am shedding tears. This is all artificial. Mahaprabhu himself says to raise the standard higher for us. Don't be make believe. Believe I am a devotee. আমি তো বৈষ্ণব এই বুদ্ধি হইলে অমানি না হব আমি প্রতিষ্ঠা ছায়া শ্রী হৃদয় দূষিবে হইব নিরয়গামী তোমারও কিঙ্কর আপনে মানিব সদায় অভিমান্তজী তোমার উচ্ছিষ্ট অদয়ল রেণু সদা নিষ্কপটে ভোজি অলওয়েজ লিভ ইন দি রিলেটিভিটি অফ মাই মাস্টার Vaishnava Das. That is it. I can do anything and everything, but by the order of Vaishnava. Superior, always connect you with some higher dictator. this way you go. Safe, you are safe. With this principle that I am doing under the guidance of a Vaishnava, and never independent. That sort of attitude we shall develop within us. Our independent thinking, original thinking, must be buried for all. If I do not deceive myself, none can deceive me. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Purity, quality, not quantity. Quality and the surrender, the way of surrender, surrender more to the that is die to live, self-determination. And the way of self-determination is to die to live. Everything for him. Otherwise, he cannot be absolute. Everything, I am searching for the absolute, and everything is for him, for itself. It is his life. And I must submit to that law faithfully, that everything is for him. We are for him, not he is for us. Everything for him. I am also for him. The Mayabadis, they cannot flourish here in their foresight. When they find that we can't flourish here, and they enter into suicide. But they can't tolerate that everything is for him. We are also for him. We are for him, this is for not us. They can find out that all we survey, it is not for us. We can't thrive here. In the campaign, that everything for me, for us. They can find that clearly, that there is nothing for me. So I must go, enter into suicidal self. But there is something, everything for him, I am also for him. They can't take in their brain that broad idea. That is the difference between Vaishnava and the Gyani. Gyani can realize that we cannot thrive in the mortal environment. This much, the negative side. But the positive side, the optimistic side, that there is something and everything is for him, not for me. And there I thrive, in that land, in that place. And die to live. This is self-determination, Swarup Siddhi. This is mukti, liberation proper is there. Die to live. Self-determination. By death, as much, not only this flesh, the internal body of different layer, Sukhma Deha. We have to give up everything. And also in the chit, this Vaikuntha conception. Then also there are different, this Ramchandra conception, Dharaka conception. We have to pass through those layers also in the pure, the spiritual plane. To enter, to sacrifice more, to risk more, and wholesale of character of wholesale, and it finds part in the Madhura Rasa. 24 hours engagement, that is the highest. Even Vatsala Rasa cannot be 24 hours. Only in Madhur Rasa it is possible, 24 hours engagement. It may be harsh, it may be very real, but it is there mentioned in the Shastra, and we also can get some conjecture, idea. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. In Madhur Rasa also, in Daroga and Shakya, there is also not fully present, but only in Vrindavan. And it is peculiar that in Parakya, which is not possible, not available always, but internal intensity is so great, in separation there is union. So drawn, heart is so drawn, that union, separation cannot dismiss union. So thick, so intense and so mixed, intermixing, that even separation cannot do away with union. So intermixing. In the fullest sense. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nirai Gaur Hari Bol, Nirai Gaur Hari Bol. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. যদি গৌর না হত কেমন হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম দেহে প্রেম রস সীমা রাধার মহিমা জগতে জান হত কি ডিভোশন মিন্স লাভ অ্যান্ড লাভ মিন্স হাইয়েস্ট স্যাক্রিফাইস সেট ফরগেটফুলনেস in the service of Krishna, who can draw most, attract most. There, to reach that plane of self-sacrifice, of self-forgetfulness in the service of the divinity, die to live. Everything is for him. He is the cause of everything. It is by itself and it is for itself. Very the small word, very small sound. By itself, reality must be by itself and for itself. The infinite meaning is within this thing, by itself and for itself. Agni sadvijagyanam bhukta chapurli vacha. Yajneshwar hari, sadvijagyeshwar hari. To realize that, then you will find peace proper. Bhaktaram jabbadavanam tavaram sadvalukamayishwaram. Suridang sarvabhutami. I am not a cruel king, but I am friendly to you. I am all enough, but I am friendly to you all. Don't forget this. And you have to adjust with this fact. Then only you can get peace proper. You come to the act and adjust with the fact, truth, and then you can be so, my interest is represented in the absolute control of everything of this world. Why should I bother? Why should I bother? And I shall go to promote, to make his hand strong if it is necessary. If we get that chance to help his work, his service, that is service. If he utilizes me in any sort of service, this is the absolute current of the world. The current, the progress, and whatever is the absolute current. We are in the opposition party. As an independent unit, we form opposition party of the absolute current. We want to create our separate current in our separate kingdom, and also combined, or maybe engage us in a clash with different current and different unit here. But to join in the absolute current, to be an agent of that current, that is what is necessary for us, for the peace and the harmony, and for the fulfillment of our life. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol. কত বাজিল আশি হ্যাঁ সাড়ে sleeping.
Preaching, we have to preach that one should accept a spiritual master, a guru. So, should we recommend someone specifically, or just preach about the principle of it taking initiation from guru?
Mm-hmm. What does he say?
He says, when we do prachar, we have to, newcomers,
we are fortunate
to guide them to
guru. If we get guidance, direct guidance of a Vaishnava in every step. In every step, we should consider to be our highest interest and to seek and get the opportunity of practicing that I am a servant. I am not dictator. To take the position of a dictator is very risky. Always we shall be eager to get the position of a servant, but at the same time, as much as we can thank the purity of about the dictator, that my own judgment, of course, cannot but be absolute in that position. Selection of my master, that is voluntary. That depends on me as much as I can do according to purity. I must be sincere to select my master. As much as I can detect devotion proper in him, not any designing for any mundane purpose. To whom I cast my fate, and it is a fortune if I can get such, under whose direction I will continue all my energy. I will engage my whole energy under his dictation, that may have a fine touch with the higher entity. I shall consider to be blessed if I get a real guide. The whole fortune is concentrated there, and the utmost sincerity in getting that such higher dictation. Service, but service of Krishna. Service, these two things. First thing, service, and service of Krishna, not of Satan or any other mediator. So, internal purity of purpose and the selection out of that. The conscience that took me to my present master, whom we appreciate so much, I cannot neglect that conscience, summarily reject his dictation. At the same time, I must not put too much faith in my own in my own judgment. I shall try to verify in anyhow sincerity will guide me, my sincerity. Nahi kulnan kit kasti, because my guardian is fully awake, is looking after everything. None can deceive me if I am sincere towards him. We must have such sort of faith in us. His eye, guardian's eye is over me. So, if I sincerely select some master under whom I am working, and if he is wrong, then very soon that will be set aside. Because the absolute guardian's eye is always over us to protect from misguidance. Acceptance of the master, at the same time purity of the purpose, two things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Is acceptance of sannyas guru on the same level as diksha guru or shiksha guru?
That depends from the absolute consideration. In relative question, anyone may be greater than other. But in relative question, Nama Guru is principal. Then Diksha Guru to help him. And Sannyas Guru for preaching purpose. And this is the general calculation from the relative standpoint. But from absolute consideration, who holds the higher position in the absolute consideration, he is bigger, he is greater, higher. The Bhatnapadasa Guru, the Nam Guru, the Mantra Guru, the Sannyasa Guru, and the Shiksha Guru, independent of them, as my friend also may give some instruction, that is also not to be eliminated. Shiksha Guru. No mantra connection, but giving and taking. What we are, defect within me, I am informing him, and he is also giving some instruction. do this. That is also a sort of guru, helper, divine type. And our gratitude will also be proportional. I will be able to understand when I can feel that plane, what sort of help and what type and what magnitude I got from what agent. I will be able to feel that. That this much benefit I got in my progress from that quarter. Krishna, 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 Gaur Hari Gaur. Sanatana Mukhe Krishna Mure Shikharido. As the first question arose, he does not know through him superior agent can manage to give, to transmit some advice to a person. But the mediator may not know. Sending something through a peon, the higher agent, sending through a peon, will just deliver it to that man. It is also possible.